Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there, Lila?
Yes, I'm here. And good evening to all you folks. I'm Lila with some bedtime stories for y'all. I'll be reading from Book 7, Your Dream Visions by Duane Hepner, the great writer. With me is Dean Bell and our guest, Tim Von Pinon from Great Rapids. We'll be discussing the readings. And if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to join us. All right. The extreme passions of the mind continually cause more problems and phobias, and no eventual real benefit to the person under their own spell of addictions. The public is always marketed with some sort of new gimmick or diet that makes someone a lot of money. So those already proven addictions to something will try anything to rid themselves of their ailments, not realizing it is not usually a physical treatment they need, but one of an in-depth recognition of what is taking place with the various parts of themselves. And so what can occur is more so of an unreality of dreams in which the unconscious mind, in its frustration to get to the outside world, will play tricks and reveal to the conscious self deadly poisons of negative events, which can bring about unhappiness to the dreamer, which in turn affects their performance with their daily affairs. This is where the unconscious mind will even make failure a virtue to the dreamer, as one accepts a distorted view of what they have experienced. A person's dream arena is a very personal area too, and has remarkable tendencies once properly understood. What is not really known is the fact that others can enter a person's dreams without their knowledge and manipulate situations without the original dreamer even knowing. This is where the real guidance pays off the most, as one is now with the real universal guides, and they have a protection from invaders who are unseen and mainly come from others who project themselves from the earth to the lower astral realms. Those who are of a religious nature will sometimes have dream experiences with their recognized saviors or saints. But many times this can be an entity disguising themselves and playing the role of a looked up to ancient figure. The saviors and saints of the past rarely make it past some psychic dreams of the real universe. Even Jesus has to work with the lords of karma for what he did on earth, even though the makeup stories of him are such, many are not so. Again, marketing ploy by the rep systems, sometimes the real facts are about the original church and what it decided to write and what not to write into the Bible. In early history, is coming more to light all the time, as there are now TV documentaries being televised supporting such evidence. The REP systems, the World Order brats, have been the power center for the unaware to look up to for centuries. But the time is coming when many people will become more aware as the new man is a new wave is better understood. Okay, do you have any comments here?
Yeah, the benefit for seeing the new you and allowing the real guide to come into your life, it's one thing that they do protect you on the in the dream state from, you know, sources of negativity or attacks, things like that. They're always standing by, so they're watching over everybody. And the other thing is that you have, access to more regions in the real side, because they'll take you places and demonstrate things to you once you allow them into your sphere. So they are the real side, or your dreams are a wonderful source of knowledge, information, and recognition for each individual. And by allowing the real guides to come in, they can do those two things. They can help to prevent any kind of attack, although a lot of times they do let you, you know, kind of fight it out yourself, but they're watching over you. If you get into real trouble, they're there. And the other thing, they'll take you and demonstrate things to you and take you around on the real side.
Well, the masses have been hypnotized into looking to the past for their answers with their life, and always hoping that the future will be better. The church has continued to predict the return of Jesus for thousands of years, but it hasn't happened, and it really will not. Even if he did return, very few would even recognize him, because the artists' renderings of him are not what he looks like. The REP systems have built a lot of emotional drama around their star, whom they destroyed. It almost guarantees that he will take on the karmic debts of all by a person being doused with a little so-called holy water, which really comes from where? Being unprotected in one's dreams is like one's computer without a virus screen, to where a person can experience a deluge of entities entering their aura and dreams, and even hypnotizing a unsuspecting dreamer. In many cases, what happens is the unaware person is being set up to have another satisfaction through them, such as an addiction to alcohol and drugs. Those who use these two narcotics on a regular basis are asking for trouble. As I mentioned earlier in this book about someone I knew who's experienced nightmares from their addiction. When one sees a person on unofficial artificial stimulants, it is only obvious to something unseen is going on. Many times the users will tell of visions that they are seeing, and of others, and even monsters. When LSD was popular, and now it's a thing like meth, there were books written on the aspects of gaining God realization with the use of certain drugs. All of this nonsense is once again marketing ploy to get people's attention and make the marketer of the product a hero for those that are with this worthless knowledge. In the long run, everyone involved goes downhill and their lives become tormented. It is not at all known, but the narcotics and of Jim Jones of Jamestown was into the psychic arts and was able to enter his followers' dreams and possess them. Even those close to him did not know this because he had kept certain parts of his life a real secret. Ribazar once showed me the universal files pertaining to him and others like him. And as I watched, just like the movies, I was being shown in a series of experiences showing Jim Jones leaving his body at night and raping some of his women followers and putting hypnotic spells on those beyond and around him so that they would obey his every whim. The same has been happening for centuries with the church, which today is constantly coming out in scandals with the priests. You have any remarks about this?
Hi, Jim. How important the guidance is in our lives from the real guides to and the protection that seems to be that we don't have ourselves in our dream state and all the deception that has been I don't know if the word's afflicted on us by others that want to control us, and it's so wonderful that there are real guides, and when we are given the opportunity by them to see if we can be involved with them and have their help too and guidance and get a real education about what's really going on in life. And the drugs and alcohol. Yeah, sure. They're so big on Earth, the drugs and alcohol. There's so much marketing on the TV, well, not for cigarettes in America so much anymore, but the alcohol still seems to be the more mind-altering kind of for the masses still. And then there's the drugs that seem to be affecting more and more people all the time. They're taking all these pills and things, and it's very treasured guidance to learn that they're things that we shouldn't be involved with in our lives. We're just opening ourselves up to these other entities that want to use us to have their experiences that they seem to enjoy or want through us from different realms or places in this psychic realm stuff.
It seems to me, you know, that things are really getting out of hand here. As Jim Jones' life came tumbling down with all the outside pressure, the death wish in him became stronger than the will to live and face the consequences. So along with himself, he persuaded hundreds to destroy themselves. The others would have been fine and returned to their normal life. But his control was insurmountable, and they all gave in except for a few who saw through his illusions. What is not understood at all is the fact that when a person takes their own life, they will be taken away by the angels of death and then returned to another body immediately to face what they were running from. Because they destroyed the body, and they are responsible. The material realm is a learning process that must be completed. It is from here that we learn about ourselves, and then we can enter into the higher realms and eventually the real universes, possibly during this lifetime. This is one of the countless examples of a person using the black arts of the dualistic forces. Here is where people justly justify an evilness to gain something, usually from others, or create outright destruction. A person practicing evil methods eventually learns how to enter a person's dreams and give them post-hypnotic commands. Under the guidance of the real guides, this sort of practice cannot touch the new student unless they are willing to let it happen. Similarities in dreams from one person to another can easily occur. Almost everyone is leaving their body at night, even without their conscious knowledge of it, as they are still gathering experiences in the other worlds. Paul talked about two people who had sent in the same story to an editor with all the same characters and plot. The editor was perplexed, but Paul knew these two had went to the same place in the astral realm and studied the same story, and upon awakening, wrote the same basic idea down and sent it in. Things like this occur in the creative field all the time, especially with all the writers and movie scripts that are being produced today. There is a thought current that encompasses the earth, and as one travels out of their body, they come across this reality and pick up certain impressions, as does a radio receiver pick up the airwaves. So it is nothing odd that many people will wake up with the same idea that has been floating around in space, so to speak. On a happier note, there is what I call the butterfly dream. I have personally had so many of these experiences, and I know of many who have. In our physical lives, butterflies are really magical little creatures who hop around and look cute. And so the same is true when we meet them in our dreams. But in the other worlds, they can provide us with secrets that we would not otherwise know. Life itself always knows what each person is to experience, and each is given what you might say their just rewards. For me, butterflies are the real guides who are always having fun with themselves and those they like to protect. Heather, my friend from book 2, A Journey to Real Freedom, sometimes tells me her experiences with the real guides. One she had recently was where she saw me at the water's edge on the beach, and suddenly a group of butterflies carried a large type of throne chair from the sky onto the sand. She said that I then sat in it. The boys were giving me a gift as I was doing my part in providing the new presentation to the humans. As a person watches nature and how it really is, they will come to realize with all that is about us is of a mystical and magical sense. And then when we enter our dream worlds, we are in a place we love the best. Eventually, those with the true heart come to realize the world in which the physical body is in its real passing dream and is only temporary. Those who become the new students of the real guides begin to run off their past life karma in the dream arena. The real guides take their new students to various places in the real sides and perform the ability to put a person through lifetimes of situation in a matter of moments. The real guides know who will be with them and who will eventually leave. But many are given the opportunity so that when they do return in future lives, they will have a better understanding of what they left behind and had once again lost. This is why it takes thousands of lifetimes to build up the endurance to be able to handle oneself. The general public, even though on the surface seems so sensible, is actually in a mode of demise because they are accepting the outer dream to be their only reality. There are many people with great hearts and good intentions, but all the goodness one can accumulate does not equal the ability it takes to surpass the psychic realms and enter the real universes. Do you have anything to say about that, Val?
The controllers are purposely dumbing down people to a one-dimensional reality so they can control them better. They're not disclosing a lot to the public. And this is true with the alien factor, which would help people see the more possibilities and opportunities. They would see that there's more to life than the systems have taught them. There's in each discipline, science, education, religion, spirituality, there's so much more out there. And a lot of it comes from the alien technology, but if people were allowed to see it or have free access to it, well, they would actually not need the controllers anymore. They purposely create this one-dimensional reality and give people hope that they're going to heaven and just promises, empty promises. And they don't really want people to wake up. So this is an opportunity for everybody to go beyond what the controllers are providing and to see a lot more out there. There's a lot within ourselves, our awareness, and it's just ongoing what we can be aware of. It's really cool. Tim, have anything?
Well, this is where the public has been once again ployed by the belief systems and have accepted the driven indoctrination of the authoritarians and their decidedness on what is good and bad, right or wrong, and also what heaven a person will go to after death. The authoritarians have their heavens all picked out for their followers, and those who follow the brutal commands and notions of the world rulers will not be in the heaven that they are told, but that of the bowels of the astral hells for lifetimes. The Japanese pilots of World War II, who were actually on the meth serum Hitler had contracted to be invented for his men from a Japanese scientist, were indoctrinated to perform harakiri by crashing into American battleships for the love of their homeland. Of crashing, of course, when a person is on drugs or heavily intoxicated with alcohol, it would seem from their view they could do no wrong. But the opposite is true. All those involved will be at the mercy of the lords of karma and must pay. Today, it's the terrorists of the East who are being fed certain information about the U.S. And it has even been written in the Quran Bible that the Americans are the evildoers. Whether this is true or not, it's not the idea. But it is the act one does that creates situations that must be dealt with. This is a form of hypnotism that's been agreed to. It's interesting to note that there are people who cannot be hypnotized because they do not agree for the most part. Then there are those who do agree, and when given suggestions, follow them out. The world is more so based upon being hypnotized than it is based upon the reality of the situations each person is actually going through. To most, what takes place on this world is about right and wrong, good and bad, according to how most people have been educated. If one human kills another and eats them, well, that's bad. But if an eagle kills a small animal and eats it, well, that's okay. Because the human race has been led down certain roads, mainly that of demise, for the purpose of others taking them over. They have not been paying too much attention to what is really taking place. And many times, right in front of them, humans are led mainly by the head, by their heads, and seldom take time to investigate their own intuitiveness. The U.S. government agencies do the same hypnotic spells with their people. They constantly present political ploys and get people to believe what they are doing is for the security of the United States, when it is really a disguise to not only take the American people over, but to take over other countries and rule them for their resources as well. Those who are in the military usually have the most disturbing dreams because of what they have gone through, as they have been in some type of confrontation or battle. The most emotion attached to something in our lives, the more radical our otherworldly experiences will be. And because of the emotional charge involved, so it will be that a person becomes very attached to certain situations that can bother them for lifetimes. Here again is where the professionals cannot deny and identify the real cause within a person, but must rely upon their education that has been taught them in a particular way. Of course, from a surface level, here it will in many ways make sense, as it does driving a car with a piston angel and engine that pollutes the environment. Humans have driven vehicles with polluting engines for over hundreds of years, and most people are not interested in waking up to what they've been doing. And so This is why I go over so many different scenarios as to what is taking place in this world. And still, people will not get what I am presenting. Before a person can even begin to understand the whole of life, they must first start with themselves to figure out their own mysteries. And only real guidance can assist them. You have anything to say? We're just about ready to close this evening. Do you have anything to say, Tim?
Yeah, sure. I was thinking how important this new presentation is to those that the real guides guide to, the books that are being available, and to the Skype groups, and to this kind of blog talk radio presentation, and the information on Facebook about the wonderful worldwide educators, and how this new you song is a hint or a guidance to recognize the whole of life, not just what is here in this physical stuff or creation, but what life is all about. And so that we don't have to keep coming back and going through all this stuff that's going on in our dreams with entities, other beings that are trying to hypnotize us to do certain things and be certain ways and accept things that we know aren't actually good for us, but we think that it's okay because maybe this stuff called hypnotism says it isn't really important. It's just something that's normal here in the physical realm. So anyway, I was just wanting to say how important the new you is to start to get some real guidance and real education about life, and how appreciate it. How much I appreciate it in my life, and I'm thankful that it is, that I'm aware of it, beginning to try to, or being given the opportunity to earn my way into real universes and not have to come back into this psych realm experience and all these lessons we're having to go through here.
That's excellent, excellent. Yeah. Well, this evening, these bedtime stories make me sleepy too. So I think it's time to say good night to everyone. It's been very, very warm downhill. You know, honestly, the weatherman keeps saying, "What unusual weather we're having." And he said, "More to come, you know, tornadoes and all kinds of weird weather is happening." And yeah, things are changing, that's for sure. So,
I do have an announcement. There's another new Blog Talk Radio show, and that will be on Sunday at 6, and that's with Todd Kush or Kish. He's from Canada, and he's something like a corrections officer. He works with prisoners up there in Canada, and his show will be called Rehabilitation Creation. And in a sense, we are all here on Earth to be rehabilitated. And the show will have this as a theme. And hopefully, Tim, you'll be able to start that show at
be the call in as the host. Is that possible?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Great. That's Sunday, this Sunday.
Yeah.
And it'll be from
Sunday
hour,
at 6.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right.
Wonderful. That'll be a brand new Blog Talk Radio show.
Yeah.
All right.
That's wonderful.
We certainly will be looking forward to hearing what he has to say. That sounds wonderful.
And Tim, we'll be interviewing him. He'll be the host, but the first show, we'll introduce him as the host, and we'll interview him and his history and how he found Dwayne the Great Writer. And from then on, the following shows, he can take it on. But so if you come with some questions, it'd be great.
Yeah, great. Thanks again, Lila and Val, for sharing these hints and this guidance with anybody that the guides have brought to get to hear it.
That's great. Well, we'll all be listening, I'll tell you, listening forward to this show. All right. With that, good night, everyone, and pleasant dreams.
Good night. Happy dreams.
Good night.
New you.